Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Pratt, let me see your thumb.
Yeah.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If the Bengals win the Super Bowl, I will not be on the next day.
2 years
Karen,
in a row.
Get your Mic One voice ready.
And James Strebel.
But, and this is a big but.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Right at the end. On the home of the... Wait a minute! We won, bro! We won, bro! He's right here! He's at the game, you idiots!
This image of you just trying to block the exits. No, you can't go! No!
Look at him over there, Jack. Look at Strebel over there. Not too long ago, old Big Rig was feeling good, wasn't he, Jackie boy? Boy, this studio sounds bad. I can't hear anything. We're in studio. He was feeling good, wasn't he, Jack? Everything was perfect.
Yeah.
Another quad one win. Buzz Williams sweating his bleep off with the suspenders. Calipari telling predictable yet terrible jokes about a t-shirt night.
Yes.
Everything was good. You did a little post-game last night.
Yeah.
You didn't have to see Jason Entz. Everything was great.
Seemingly.
And then Jonathan Givony today.
Givony!
Says, hey, how about this? I got some for you right here. Shaedon Sharpe is eligible to be drafted.
What?
Dun, dun, dun. And just like that,
yeah.
Your afternoon has been ruined. Just like that.
I don't know if it's been ruined, but it was
it's
a shock.
Been ruined.
It was a shock.
It's a shock to the system,
shock.
Jack.
Yes.
437-9680 UPS jobs text line. It is The Take on this Thursday on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. I'm Andy Sweeney. He's James Strebel. He's here on time. We're in the studio.
Yeah, we're in the studio. It's easy to get to for me. Yeah.
Jack Grossman
Hello,
is
ladies.
Here, ready to talk Indiana Purdue, yet nobody here
on.
Wants to talk Indiana Purdue. That damn musty shirt. And the thing is, his Indiana shirt's not even old. They just make
it
look old.
Yeah,
but the thing
boom.
Is,
yeah,
like,
that's a newer one.
Older clothes, like vintage clothes, are worth a lot of money. You know, vintage clothes.
Like a starter jacket or something like that.
But the thing about Indiana stuff is it's not vintage in a good way.
No.
It's vintage in a Madison, Indiana bar way.
Right, yes.
By the way, Madison, Indiana is pretty nice. You should go there
I've
with
been
the family.
There.
How about that?
It is a nice little town.
That?
It's got some nice restaurants and bars.
How about that?
They have the regatta.
I've been there once and I broke my arm there.
Of course you did.
Doing what?
Well, yeah. What
high
were you doing?
High school wrestling.
Oh, that was
the
wrestling story.
You didn't tell us you broke your arm in wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I told that story.
Well, how about that?
Because of the broken arm, do you have to do, did you do the stranger?
You know what that is?
You look that up.
Look it up, Jack.
I will.
Either that or I heard you also can like lay on your arm until it falls asleep.
Boy,
and that could be the stranger.
This is where we are right now. This is where we are sinking the day that Shaedon Sharpe
that
says,
Shaedon
I've been playing
this,
John
this, this
Calipari
is what Strebel
all
wanted. Strebel doesn't want to talk about
it. No, he doesn't want to. Look at him. He's trying to act like it doesn't bother him. It bothers me a little bit.
It nukes
your team next year.
No.
It nukes them.
Maybe.
It nukes them. Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
You better go find some more guards from Davidson. Cal got played. Anyway,
I don't think he did get played.
Well, that,
I think he played.
You know what?
He's in on the play.
He's in on the play.
Yep, that's
Cal's
what I think.
The play.
Yep,
I agree. We'll get to it.
Andy, you know what the pivot is?
Secured.
Oh yeah.
No, I know.
Shire's cleaning up.
He's a bum.
Anyway,
he can't
you.
Coach. And that'll play out just like Hubert Davis played out. That'll play out
why
like
you,
Chris Beard played out.
You never gave a prediction on Hubert Davis. And Chris
Beard's
been in the final four.
I battled on Hubert Davis because everybody questioned Hubert Davis as the UNC coach. No one's questioning Shire. I said Hubert Davis isn't going to be very good. He hasn't been very good. Shire's going to be the exact same thing, but I digress.
All right. He's digressing here early on. What an odd start to the show. All right. Louisville winners last night. We will dive into that.
Yeah.
As the Cardinals were winners last night.
Withers is back.
What does it mean? Is Withers back? Chris Mack knows that y'all hate him and want to replace him. We can dive into that as well. No, he said pretty much that last night. So we can dive into that. Kentucky does it again, 2-0 in this streak. Texas A&M to win last night. Fun atmosphere. A couple times, I thought a couple of the bro dudes on the front row were like literally going to go on the court.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, these dudes in their... in their Carhartt.
Their white shirts. Cowboy hats. Going, I saw those.
They're going absolutely on the field. So we got to get to that.
Yeah.
Wheeler was a disaster.
He was.
Your boy Grady rolls an ankle. You know what happened in the game last night. Oscar Tshiebwe the last couple games has been good, not great. I know you understand.
We
can get into that. We'll do an IU pregame show. We will call Big Easy, who will be riding the Peloton. Let's try to do that in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll have our blitz. We got Bosich. We're moving him back to 5:30. So we're very busy today.
Busy show.
We also have to get to the bottom of two things. Number one, some animal around here left a toenail, a thumbnail in the studio, and I am going to have to say who I think it is.
Yeah.
And it's and you know where I'm going.
I know
this.
Exactly where you're going.
And you're nervous, and I'm nervous, and Jack's happy. And then today, I just saw intern Avery walk in.
Yes.
Okay? And she's been here a few hours, and I walked by at one point, and she was editing something on the computer.
Right, like a good intern.
And Process had his feet kicked up.
Oh!
Next to her, and the door was shut, and that's gotta be the worst place to be in the world, is in an enclosed space with the Process.
As his feet are kicked out, Process's day off.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's just relaxing. Cut this sound, Avery. I'm just gonna sit here and chill.
I believe it was cow sound.
It was Calipari sound.
Okay.
So there it is. We have an intern cutting Calipari sound, okay?
About Shaden Sharp.
late in the day at 2:30, so that tells how much we needed that. Anyway, 437-9680. Okay, what do we do here? Okay. Just off the top, I'm going to give you a Louisville thing, and then we'll go into Kentucky.
Okay.
I think Louisville is going to beat Notre Dame on Saturday.
Okay.
Just like the football team beat Syracuse when they honored Lamar Jackson, the Russ Smith emotion
will propel them.
Louisville will win on Saturday, and then, like the football team, the bum bump is over.
And it happens.
And I consider Virginia a bum. But don't they go on the road there to
They're
that
at
one?
Virginia.
I mean, let's be honest. Okay? And we know it'll be a white out there.
well,
and nearly every game
that's
is
every
a white
night,
out.
Right?
Jack, that's a white joke.
It's a white person joke, Jack.
It's a white person joke there, if you're wondering.
It's every night at Virginia basketball.
I do. Whenever there's these crimes in Virginia, I send them to Locke still.
Oh, dude, you still do.
He never answers me back on any of this
stuff anymore. Of
course not.
Very quiet.
But I'm sending him. Oh, yeah, I sent him something. Clay Travis tweeted something.
Yeah.
And I sent that to him.
Locke.
I sent that
to
him.
How you doing?
Yeah, I sent that to him.
Did you guys see the thing Locke was doing on Twitter yesterday?
No, he's been... his tweets have not been in my algorithm lately. I'm missing everything he's doing.
He probably has muted you.
He probably has, yeah.
Would be
either muted or blocked me. I don't know.
So that's a Louisville thing. Then I think they lose, and it's going to be like the football season. We'll get to Locke here in a second, Jack. Let me just set this up. And then on the Kentucky side, and this is obviously, to me, the Louisville stuff, it doesn't do much for me. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to be called a hater, even though I'm Cardinal Sweeney. Until this moment, I mean, it's fine. It was like a 4-6-point game. There was nothing. It's like, okay, Louisville's here. Withers was fine. I mean, if they would have played Pittsburgh like that, I think they would have lost last night. If they would have played a number of teams, I think they would have lost last night. On the Kentucky side, they have now done something different two games in a row. they went out and beat Tennessee, and did not just beat Tennessee, pulverized Tennessee.
Embarrassed
You don't
them.
See something like that very often, okay?
No.
Especially against teams like that. So they did that on Saturday, and then they came back last night. In a game, they're down, what, 12, 13 points?
13
got
points.
Got it to 5 at halftime, which was a big deal, where they won the game, and they had to come from behind, and it was a gut check for some guys,
yeah.
And it was a road quad one conference win, and that is not a situation, if you're a Kentucky fan, that you've been very good at recently.
No, not since that Florida game two years ago.
You're used to watching your teams not perform, especially early in the SEC season.
Sure.
You agree with that.
Oh, that's been a story for a long time.
You were very confident on the game last
I was.
Night, which looked bad until it didn't.
Until it didn't.
Then it looked very good. And so there's good and bad with Kentucky. I mean, they
sure.
did not play a crisp game, if you will.
Wheeler was bad.
Wheeler was bad, and Cal had in front of him last night, what am I going to do here? Is Ty going to run my team? And it took him some time to make that decision. He probably didn't make it as quick as you wanted while you were
Absolutely.
Watching.
Absolutely. About 11 minutes to go in the second half is when he finally turned the keys over.
Jack, did you watch the entire game last night? The reason I ask is, and I don't know if Strebel saw this. There was a play, I think it was the fast break,
yeah.
where Keon Brooks was a complete mess.
Oh, this was great.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
Where he was a complete mess.
Yeah.
And Calipari did a jig. Like, he did a dance down the sideline to pull Keon Brooks' ass out of the game for Jacob Toppin. Keon Brooks should be in the game tonight, Indiana-Purdue.
Yeah.
That's the game
it's fair.
Keon Brooks should. Listen.
It's fair.
Give Strebel Parker Stewart.
No.
Can we trade?
Ray Thompson.
I decline.
Ray Thompson.
I decline both of those.
Come on, guys. Come on, Jack.
You're minor league.
Keon okay? would be good for
you're
guys.
You're AAA baseball. Listen, Greg Gallier, you don't tell
Craig
me.
I'm
the red MF-er. You understand what I'm saying? If I want to take Barry Larkin, I will.
Man, that's all thing to Kentucky to call them the Reds.
Hey, this is Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
We'll take Race Thompson, and you can have Keon Brooks.
That's where he wanted to go anyway, right? I mean, that's his first love.
Would you rather have Race Thompson or Keon Brooks? Great crap question.
I know exactly. When he lost the ball.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Would you rather have Keon Brooks or I'm Race Thompson on this.
I'm also Race Thompson.
With Keon Brooks.
He is.
And I don't know. I don't know what you do because you need another player there. But, I mean, that's going to be it. Anyway, but
yeah.
One last night, just to set all these things up, and now they did not trip up and mess up, if you will,
when they could have.
Saturday's festivities. And so there's some good, some bad. Overall, I think Kentucky fans elated to get the win
yes.
last night. And we can dive into all the reasons why. And then Shaden Sharp happens.
Yeah. It's just a stunner at, like, what, 2 o'clock when that dropped?
Okay.
Stunner.
So, Jack, and I love this. Jack walked in, and he got to break the news to me of this story. And he was smiling, so I knew it was a great story.
Yeah.
I knew it was a great story. Shaden Sharp, according to Jonathan Givony of ESPN, is eligible to enter the 2022 NBA draft. A source told ESPN, Sharp enrolled at Kentucky is considered a potential top 5 pick this upcoming June. He also followed up with, if Shaden Sharp is going to play for Kentucky this season, it will likely happen in the next 2 to 3 games. If not, he likely sits out and then has a decision to make this spring about whether to enter the NBA draft. He has some great options either way.
Yes.
Who are you texting over there?
I'm looking up a tweet because I think
Kyle Tucker's tweet?
Yes.
Well, I have it right
okay,
here.
Okay, okay. That's what I was looking up
here
exactly.
Here you go.
Brainwaves.
Kyle Tucker said, Shaden Sharp being eligible for the next NBA draft is not news to Kentucky. It's not a new development. It's something neither Sharp's camp nor UK wanted out because of all the speculation it would create. As of today, whether he plays this year or not, he plans to stay at Kentucky. Now, let me say, he plans to stay at Kentucky. The end of that on Kyle Tucker's tweet means nothing to me.
Nothing.
Nothing to me.
Nothing.
So what is you? I'm interested. What is your reaction?
Disappointment more than anything. It feels like Not only disappointment, confusion. Because
look at him, Jack. Wait, hang on. Jack's smiling at
he
you
is.
Right now.
I know he should be.
And you know who else is smiling?
Who?
Mitchell Hannigan.
Oh, I know Mitchell. I know Mitch is. I know he already did.
Did you? And you didn't answer him back?
No,
did
you? No.
Well, he's coming at you.
Oh, I know
people
he is.
People are coming at you over this.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think you're going to get mad over this.
I might. It depends.
I'm interested on how you're going to react.
Well, it just to me.
By the way, my chin just hit the microphone.
Oh no!
My God,
was it in your mouth?
It.
Fair question.
Was it in yours? No, I did not.
Okay, you didn't
put my lips around the mic.
On the mic. Well,
right.
Sometimes it happens. I've done it before, and I recall.
You put all your lips around the mic?
No, like I'll be given a take.
Just a lip will graze it.
Exactly.
A graze of the lip.
And I immediately recoil and I'm disgusted. But anyway, here's my confusion. It feels like more than just Cal and the Sharp camp knew. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, why have we been talking about it differently then? Why has it been seemingly so confusing?
I feel like it was, hey, just keep this quiet. Just leave this alone. Don't stir it up.
Who's saying don't stir it up?
Cal and Sharp.
Okay. I would agree with that. Well, that's what Kyle Tucker's saying.
Well, guys like Kyle Tucker knew. I think there were some folks close to the program, and he gets information, and he was the first person that tweeted that out, right?
I think
people like Tucker knew. I think
Tucker.
There were
so
very few.
Media was withholding the story.
Not all of them, but I think there may have been some select few.
Yeah, but that happens a lot, but understandable.
But
okay.
Look,
Blankenbaker's probably mad about
it. But here's the part that confuses me. Jonathan Givony.
Blankenbaker's like Shaden Sharp was at a frat party, and he threw a punch.
Threw a punch.
And I have emails.
He kicked the dog.
And I'm ready for it. All right,
knocked
so
over
what
a fish tank?
What confuses you?
Okay, so Jonathan Givony and others.
I don't know what to do with this story.
Jonathan Givony and others released stories when Shaden Sharp committed and said, I'm going to reclassify and arrive the second semester.
Right.
He's not eligible for the draft.
Right.
That's what we've talked about that.
Right.
Kentucky fans took a sigh of relief.
Well, we talked about it. Ah, it's clarification.
Clarification
right.
is fine.
Right.
What changed? When did the change happen? How did you not know the date and his birthday? This is all very fishy to me. Very fishy. Here's why. They didn't want what's happening right now. Kentucky fans are not happy. They're like, okay,
I agree with you 100%.
We get it.
Yeah.
Like, he's here to use isn't a good word, but use the program to practice and get better in preparation for the
Kentucky
NBA
fans
and,
don't
not,
want that.
And not play.
They don't want that
no, they don't.
Should they, quite frankly.
But it feels like collusion.
Cal's going to tell you, you're going to have your vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't like green beans? Your ass is
eating
green
eat
beans
them.
Tonight.
You're exactly right. It feels like collusion. To hide it from the fans so they wouldn't throw a fit. Now, here's the question. Why is it released now? Is there all of a sudden a plan to play him now?
The timing is interesting. That was my question is, number one, who wanted it to get out? Now, I don't know about waivers and if it's going to have to be maybe a waiver came back. There was some clarity there. Again, the biggest issue with this story and even with Jonathan Givony is his article is... He's eligible. That's it.
That's it.
That's the article.
That's it.
There's no information, and
nope.
This has been a confusing back and forth. And so I don't know. I got to be honest. I have no idea here. And quite frankly, I feel stupid. Should we reach out to Travis Branham or something like that, Jack?
That
like
might
because,
be a good idea.
Because I don't have. I don't know what's going on, why this has been a story back and forth, because I'm pretty sure, I mean, Givony was one of the guys saying that he was not eligible.
He was. It was originally his story.
Yeah,
yes.
And there were others, and now he is eligible. So did something change? Did nothing change? Is Givony just completely wrong and other guys are completely right? Is there, who has motivation, like Strebel says, to make it a story and to make it a story now, and then on top of it, is there this thought, which part of Sharp and Cal, those camps coming together about playing time, are we going to play?
Right.
We don't know those conversations and what's true and what's not.
Yeah, and Cal's not saying much.
Well, my thought process is also, what if Cal's frustrated? What if Cal's frustrated because he realizes there is a chance of this happening? That A, it's going to get out, and B, that this is going to happen. And so now there is some pressure there.
Oh, now absolutely.
There is some pressure. Hey, is Shaedon Sharpe going to be the jackass that uses the Kentucky program?
Yeah.
He's not going to be liked.
No,
he's
not, hell
I mean,
no.
I mean, Kentucky fans are not going to like that. Or does Cal want him to play? And this is a pressure cooker that, hey, if there's a chance now that everybody knows that you're not going to... I mean, come on. The kid's a top 10 pick. He's not going
like
to be back.
He's like number six.
Yeah, he's not going to be back at Kentucky next season. That it's like, okay, let's get this baby rolling.
Yeah.
Okay?
You got to go because, now.
I mean, yeah. Let's get you in the game. I mean, last night you could have used him.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, you had Kellen Grady go down at the end of the game and play like crap.
Yeah.
You had Wheeler play like crap. And Ty went stretches. He benched Ty for a couple minutes.
He played well the final stretch of the game.
He absolutely
but before
did.
That, you're
but
right.
You understand what I'm saying. I mean, having another guy there, like, I don't know. I don't know what's true because I don't trust any of this. You can't trust the reporting. You can't trust the sources people and the murmuring people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I like Kyle Tucker, but there's, I mean, like, oh, well, I mean, everyone knew this. Well, thank you, Kyle. Then why didn't you just, why wasn't this publicized? That is very clear, and if something happened somewhat recently,
I guarantee if you dig back through Kyle Tucker's previous tweets, he was probably one of the ones when the original Givony story came out. Like, oh, don't worry,
hey,
Kentucky
Givony.
Fans, Givony. When that came out, he's probably like, oh, Kentucky fans, don't worry, Shaedon Sharpe's good. And now today he's acting like, well, yeah, Kentucky knew, yeah, Shaedon Sharpe's camp knew, everybody knew. It's like, no, everybody didn't know. So what precipitated the change in the narrative in Shaedon Sharpe's trajectory now?
I think it's yours or mine. And here's what I mean by that. I think it's what you're talking about. Complicit Cal, even more. You want to use that one?
Complicit Calipari. I like that.
No, Cal. Not Calipari.
Oh, sorry. Complicit Cal.
That's too much. That's a mouthful. Complicit. You like that? Yeah. Complicit Cal.
Yeah.
Is understanding that there was a chance, probably a pretty good chance, so he's thinking, what's better? This kid comes, hangs out with us, maybe plays, maybe he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, he bounces off to the NBA. Y'all know what I'm going to do. You know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
BBN, if you don't like it, then don't pay me all this bleeping money and give me a lifetime contract.
Right.
Okay? So I think it could be that. Or there is motivation somewhere. One of the sides has motivation.
Yeah.
The Kentucky side that, hey, this could happen, so let's get the kid to play. Or if he played, like Givony's saying, in the next 2 to 3 games, why would he say that?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Why would he
put that in there?
Why would you throw that in there?
Yeah. No,
I don't even know who they play after Auburn.
Oh, they play Auburn, and then they play
like Arkansas before Kansas.
Oh gosh, it's
so you're saying he's playing in the Kansas
State
game?
Mississippi State. It's Auburn, Mississippi State at home, then at Kansas.
Then Kansas. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's after that. I really don't. I don't know who's after that.
I think it's Vandy at home, then at Alabama.
There's some motivation. What is
Something's
the motivating
here.
Factor? Or it's what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I forgot what game it was. It may have been Tennessee or may have been Vanderbilt where there was, I forgot who had the tweet or the report where like Shaedon Sharpe, like they were saying, hey, put him in. And Cal was like, no. No, we're not doing that. So I wonder if it could have come.
I think it was Big Blue Drew.
It's Big Blue Drew. Yeah, I was talking about that. Maybe it was Sharpe's people being like, hey, we want a little run here. And so maybe they leaked it to pressure Calipari to put him in some games and get him some run. That could also be
why it's not the best thing for him if he can never play basketball and go number six overall.
But you don't know what these people are thinking.
Kentucky needs him more than he needs them.
Oh, 100%. No, you're right.
It's a one-sided relationship.
But there's ego involved here. There's also ego involved.
Yeah, but what's Cal going to do? Boot him off the team? No, he's not going to do
that. No, I'm talking about Shaedon Sharpe's ego. Maybe he thinks he can play.
You know what Cal's going to do? He's either complicit or he's going to bend the knee.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
He's either like, yeah, this is probably going to happen, and hey, Kentucky fans, you know I go after the best players, and sometimes things happen, and this is one of those instances. The reason I would say he would not be complicit in this, and that's a funny word to use.
It is funny.
Is
it sounds like a crime.
Cal doesn't care what you think.
No, not at all.
So he says, at least. But yeah. He doesn't care what the fans think.
That they whine or cry.
He came in and told you these guys going to the NBA was more important than banners.
Yeah.
He said, Issel, I got something for you, Dan Issel.
Issel's going to be mad tomorrow.
Why is he going to be mad?
Because of this? Because of these, like you said, not banners being the most important thing, getting kids to the NBA. And this is like flies in the face of what basketball purists love. You just come and you hang out for a semester and then you go to the NBA.
How's that team next year looking?
Yeah. They'll be fine.
Hey, Jack,
They'll be fine.
That was a lie.
That is not a lie.
Is anyone
secure
on these?
People are saying the same thing about this team this year.
You see that top 10 that came out 24/7?
I saw it.
It's just littered with Duke.
And again, they got a bum coach, so congratulations.
It's going to
be Penny 2.0.
Let's go.
Penny, you did the same thing with Penny, and you were wrong again. And I'm going to be right. It's Penny 2.0.
This is Duke.
No, these are great players.
Not Memphis. This is Duke.
I don't care who it is.
This is a cathedral.
It's John Shire. That's all I got to say.
Shire time.
He's not going to ball. And Kentucky will be fine.
Shire time.
Kentucky. Okay, the same things was said this year about this team. Who are you guys going to get? Not as good. I mean, who's this Sheboy? Got Sevier Wheeler, Georgia, blah, blah, blah.
That was Mitch.
It was Louisville fans.
It's a lot of people.
And Rummage. And they're balling out right now. They're balling up to number 3 in KenPom as of today. And all these questions. I'll trust Calipari on the construction of the team. Who he gets and how they play. So I thought he's got guys that can come back as well. Sevier Wheeler may be back next season as well. He's got more eligibility left. Yeah,
you just want to put him on the bench.
When he's not playing well,
come back and be the eighth guy.
But when he plays against Tennessee and scores 21 points, is
a
badass.
Last night
he was a bum, and no one's running away from that. But was he a bum against Tennessee?
No, he's a badass.
He's a badass. So it's not like Cal says.
No
Andy,
one's coming back.
They're not all computers.
No one's coming back.
Yes, they will.
Louisville and Kentucky. None of them are coming
you don't
back.
Think,
and all of Indiana's guys are coming back.
Well,
no
except for Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah, but no one cares.
By the way,
I didn't know this. TJD's injured for tonight.
Oh, he ain't playing?
No, he's going to play, but no one knows how healthy he is.
Y'all getting smoked.
I'm fully excited.
Peter's going to put it on you guys.
Yes. No, he's not. Peter's never put it on anybody.
Maybe Indiana. Yeah, Indiana.
I think Indiana was going to win before I found out TJD was injured.
What's the margin of victory for Matt Painter against IU the last couple years?
All right, so since Tom Crean took the job in 2009.
You knew he knew this.
Yes, he is 17-5.
My God.
And 8-3 in Assembly Hall.
Texas says, does Andy not realize who all could return from this team? I mean, who's returning?
I think a guy like Wheeler would come back. I think maybe Toppin will come back. I mean, there's guys that will come back.
Yeah. By the way, 10 of those 17 wins by double digits.
C.J. Frederick? Yeah, 10 of the 17. C.J. Frederick will definitely be back.
I mean, yeah, you can't play a game without C.J. Frederick. I mean, what are you going to do, Jack, if C.J. Frederick
He's supposed to be a better shooter than Kellen Grady.
He's a better shooter than Kellen Grady.
There you go.
Texas says, Strieble sounds like a mad scientist trying to come up with scenarios for Sharp.
It's intriguing.
Texas says, play him at Auburn. Texas says, do we know how he's doing in practice? Of course we don't know
how he's doing in practice.
Maybe that's a part of this. Maybe he's balling out in practice.
Well, Cal did
Shane
say.
Sharp's playing with these dudes, and he's like, yo, I'm dunking on these bums. Put me in the game against somebody.
I mean, Cal, I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Cal did say, they asked him about him in practice, and I mean, he's saying like he's kind of, the same thing he always says, he's making players better. He's challenging players. That's really all he says. And he says he's big and he's physical and he's very athletic. I mean, yeah, he's 6'6", Cal, and he dunks on everybody. Yes, we know these things. Give me something that I can hold on to here.
Hey. Texas says BBN doesn't care about this. Move on. Okay.
Oh, there we go. You're such a bum liar. Yes, BBN, that's all Twitter is right now. Matt Jones tweeted, uh-oh.
I love how you went to him first.
Well, that's because he said, uh-oh. I like that.
Does intern Avery know who Maddie Bangs is? Does she know? She looks very confused.
Oh, I guess not. She has no idea. Wow.
She had to be thinking, I'm being asked, who's the guy with Maddie Bangs?
Maddie Bangs? Matt Jones?
It's Strieble's idol.
He's not my idol.
He and his son met him in a bathroom at a WWE event.
Well, it's at the outside of the bathroom.
Ringing a bell.
It's ringing a bell.
They tried to urinate next
to
him.
No, she doesn't. Okay.
He'd be very offended to know that you don't know who he is.
Texas says, Round Daddy.
Are you offended for him?
No.
Yeah. Why don't you pass that along in DMs? Texas says, Round Daddy. Daddy is speaking for himself, not for the Kentucky fans. We've had other kids like Shaden Sharp before, and we will again. The people close to the program knew That's why y'all don't. Okay, thank you for that. Texas says, did Strebel leave the toenail in the studio?
I haven't been in the studio since Saturday.
We'll talk to that.
It wasn't me.
437-9680, Texas says, if he's legit top five, playing now could be a really bad idea from Shaden Sharpe's standpoint.
Sure.
I would agree with that.
This has to be from Cal's camp, I think.
I would totally agree with that.
Yeah,
I would totally agree with
that. Cal knows what's going on, and he's like, hey, let's go.
Texas says, Cal getting used again like he did with Hami and Enes Kanter.
Hami came back. Enes Kanter was ruled ineligible. That's not his fault. So that's a stupid text because you're wrong on both. Hami played Enes Kanter. That was the NCAA. That was a stupid text.
So let's say
Louisville fan, dummy.
Let's say Shaden Sharpe goes to the draft. He doesn't play a minute for Kentucky. They have, you know, the bill. They have.
Oh, they'll put him on there.
They'll put him on.
Yeah, it'll be stupid.
Yeah, they do put Enes Freedom on there still.
They do. Yeah. Well, yeah, they do with him. But that's different. That wasn't his fault. Like, that's not his fault.
He changed his name to Freedom.
He did.
Enes Freedom.
Thank you. They put it on there. It's Enes Kanter Freedom.
No, did they really? Oh, because you've been there. You've seen it. Yeah, okay. I didn't know that.
You don't know how to feel right now.
I don't. I'm very conflicted.
And this is not good.
Like,
this is not good for us.
I don't know if I want to be mad. I don't know if
you're
mad. I mean, I'm not happy. There's not one ounce of me because is like, good for the kid. Like, I don't feel like that.
You're mad for next year.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm starting to get there because he was.
You can go out.
Miami,
get some guys.
Yeah.
You can get, you know, there'll be recruits. There'll be
transfers or whatever.
But
yeah.
It won't be the excitement of that.
Exactly.
Like the number one player.
One number one player in the class.
Right.
My ammunition's gone.
It just won't.
When I saw that.
It's your big bullet. It really is.
It is. It's the bazooka bullet. Or the, I don't know what's in the, is it called a bullet? What's it called?
Texas says toenail father.
It was not me.
Texas says, are we going to talk about the big cards win or not?
No. Big, that post.
Are we going to talk about the cards or not?
That center post.
The white dude.
He's a. I wanted
in college. They're bombs.
I wanted them to put Big Wiz in so they could have a little moment together of just pure basketball trash.
I forget what time it was in the second half, but it was like a 6-point game, and I'm like, I'm supposed to think this means something. And poor Bob was on Twitter trying. He's like, they're playing hard, and people like bleep off Bob.
No, we don't care.
Blake wants Bruce Pearl, and it's like Bob's confused on what's going on. Yeah,
is Blakemaker confused today since the Cardinals won in basketball?
Blake didn't have anything today, did he? He didn't. He really didn't have anything.
He was sad they won.
No. Yes.
He was. He was disappointed they won.
He didn't want to make it sound like that, but I think Blank was like down like near where the roof was leaking.
Oh, and he was.
And he was down there, and he was hanging out with Robbie Valentine, old
Josh Hurd,
little Kenny Klein. There was, you know, there were things going on.
Some motion.
Mike Pratt, let me see your thumb.
Yeah.
It'll be a long day.
It's a strange thing to say.
Someone
that was
clipped.
because of the nail.
Someone clipped the nail, man.
That's unsanitary.
Well, thank you, Strebel. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The thing is, if Locke was still here, we'd all know who to blame.
Yeah, because he used to do it.
He peeled his skin.
Yes.
On the floor. We did leave that for Bobby V on the midday rush when he fell asleep when he was on vacation with his legs exposed with no
sunscreen. Yes.
Right.
Yes. No, I saw him picking his fingers and clipping them during post-game shows.
Is the nail still there?
I don't know what happened
thrown
to it
away.
I have no idea.
The mouse took it.
I have absolutely no idea.
I feel like we haven't gotten into like what that was like sitting with Locke for these post-game shows when he would do them.
He would just take notes and then
crush Kentucky.
Yeah, well, he would like anytime they do something
on Kentucky.
Anytime they do something good, he'd go, "God. God." Like De'Aaron Fox was like, "Dunk it." Yeah. And anything good they did, he'd make a negative sound and then look at me and shake his head and go back to his notepad. Exactly what it was like.
Texas says the anger is rising in Strebel.
Yeah, it could have happened at a worse time. I mean, I think that, but it's like we just had a good win last night, feeling good about things. Got a huge game Saturday at Auburn, pumped up about that, and then today's like, oh yeah, Shaden Sharpe go to the draft. We don't know really what he's doing. Like, can we have anything nice? Can we have something nice and just be happy for a season? Last season sucked so bad. I could have gone this whole season without drama.
You have a
football season's over.
You have a 10-win
coach. It's basketball season.
By the way, there was an SEC rankings that ranked Mark Stoops that gave him his grade for the season.
Really?
What do you think it was?
An A?
B+. Nope. Really? They low?
Lower.
C?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
What stupid site is this?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
This is an ACC site?
It's not an ACC site.
Is it Phillips?
By the way, Diener says, I threw the nail away. It was inside the Lysol. It was inside the Lysol wipes.
Oh, no.
And the wipes were exposed and broken. Diener threw those yesterday against the wall or something when the station was off the air.
And it broke. The station broke.
Which makes me happy. It made him feel my pain.
There you go, Diener.
Thank you. Love that. All right, so Kentucky's panicked. They're going to lose Shaedon Sharpe. Cal's being used. Now we can dive into that. Big win for Kentucky. I told you what I think Louisville, what's going to happen. I think they beat Notre Dame on Saturday, and then I think they have some losses. But I think we come in here on – the problem is, guys, that the turnaround is they play Virginia on Monday.
Yeah,
so quick. If they played Virginia on Tuesday or Wednesday, we get – 2 to 3 days, like we got, but you know, in some of these football weeks.
Oh, where you can bask in the glory.
Where we could build up and where Rummage would give us something, but it's such a damn quick turnaround.
Yeah.
We're not going to get any of that.
None of it.
But if they beat Virginia, that Duke game, that will be the true bum bump that will set up like the Kentucky game on football, Duke the basketball game. I mean, it's a perfect analogy.
This Paolo Banchero just staring at him. Ready to go.
I mean, they lost a couple games.
They have. Yeah, they did. They lost. Yeah.
Keels was injured, I think.
They're number 11 in the KenPom.
Got hurt against Florida State.
Look at you looking at the KenPom.
I wanted to see where Kentucky wins. After the win last night.
He doesn't subscribe to KenPom, though. No, I don't. Does that.
No.
Yeah, there. No.
I just looked at the free portion.
I have someone else's login.
Anything that makes me smarter about college basketball, I shun that. More information,
too.
I would rather have less information,
and just call people bums.
Yes.
All they really want me to do is just call John Shire a bum.
They say the same in the net, though. I did look at that. They stayed at number 10.
They did. They absolutely did.
Secured.
Okay, on the other end, 437-9680. We'll get back to the Kentucky and Louisville stuff. Sharp in the news. And I got to hear some of this rummage sound, because you know who was in the building last night?
No.
Oh, he doesn't know. Even better, we'll tell you on the other end. At the Louisville game last night, he was there, and then I think he left.
And he was wearing a Louisville hat.
And I'm disappointed in every gas bag in this area. I'm disappointed in Perrin Johnson.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in Cooper Hassan. I'm disappointed in – and we're going to call him out. We'll do that next.
Okay.
It's The Take. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know what Strebel is? He doesn't have like one of those password keychains, Jack, on Apple. So
I
all
don't.
Of his Apple-to-Apple stuff isn't all set up right.
You're right. Yeah, I don't have that. I don't even know how to do it.
And James Strebel.
Don't. Lloyd Gardner and Billy Reid. No computers more than you.
Probably. I'm not going to defend myself here.
You're going to be one of those guys that can't do this.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So we're back at it here on this Thursday. Rick Bose is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. The Blitz coming up here in about 20 minutes. It's ESPN 680 105.7. A reminder, you heard the promo there on 9 o'clock. Jack Grossman, he's got you for the IU post-game show. Should be a lot of fun. We have a little NBA coming up tonight. We're busy tonight. We got things going on.
Yeah, we do. Just like last
what
night.
I'm saying?
Busy last night, too.
Now let's dive into this. I received word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe a couple hours before the game. Maybe it was much closer to the game last night. No, it had to be between us leaving here. It was not during the show. Show was between 6 and Louisville was supposed to come on at 7 o'clock,
and
right?
Then
they
it got
came on at 8:15. We know what happened there.
Yeah.
Started to circulate around Louisville Twitter. A place that I find to be disgusting. It started to circulate that somebody was in the Yum or was going to be at the Yum.
Okay.
Oh, you understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Like a, okay.
So much so that I started to text around to people.
To verify.
To see if they were there. Get a picture.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Was Jeff Brohm there last
night?
During the game?
Jeff Brohm at the game with a Louisville hat on last night. I hate y'all.
Was Jeff Brohm at the game with a Louisville hat on? That better not be Jeff Brohm on that picture at the game with a Louisville hat on.
I hate y'all.
Oh, whoa.
You can go for a walk, Steve.
Give me a second. Y'all talk about something for a second.
Can you grab my oatmeal that's in the back if you're taking a lap?
Jeff Brohm? Has this been verified? Is this true?
This is where the story is. I've only seen a grainy photo. And I can't tell if it's Jeff Brohm and Oscar Brohm.
Hold on.
I can't tell. And so, well, hang on.
All right.
And this is where I call people out, like Vanetti. You understand?
Yeah.
Where's all the Trinity boys at?
Yes.
Like, everyone back in Jeff Brohm that he can go places with them. Now, the picture I've seen, it could be Jeff Brohm. There's also, he has a mask on.
Okay, so that muddies the waters.
Is Jeff Brohm pro-mask wearing? I don't know.
I don't know his politics.
I don't know his politics.
Listen, if Steve was at that game,
no.
Steve would wait till a quiet moment, walk right up to that aisle, and
everybody in the Yum Center, if you don't think this man should be coaching, get out now!
Go! He started right at the end of the national anthem.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, do you guys understand? If people start making a big deal that he's there.
Yes.
And suddenly the arena, which had, 2,000-3,000 people in it, they all like stand and clap or something.
Right. Right.
Right at the end. And the home of the... Wait a minute! We want Brohm! He's right here! He's at the game, you idiots!
That's an image of you just trying to block the exits. No, you can't go! No! No!
Listen, I'm with Rummage!
Yeah.
Now, I've been told that he was at O'Shea's pregame. I mean,
whoa!
Hang on. Everyone needs to hang on. Purdue football has no respect.
None.
But if I were a Purdue fan, I would be pissed off if he was wearing Louisville gear.
Absolutely.
Okay? So that's number one, okay? And I know, I understand the family lineage, but I'm paying you a lot of money.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, we are directly against old Scat with some recruits probably in this area. So there's number one. Do you care about that?
Jeez.
And again, I don't care at all about Purdue football.
No.
The only reason I know anything Purdue football is now. Jeff Brohm, Drew Brees, Kyle Orton, and
Rondell
coach,
Moore,
the coach who passed away. He's big. We were looking at Jack.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Legendary coach.
Joe Killer.
That's it. I don't know any. I want to be clear. I don't know anything else.
Right. That's it.
And so if JB was at O'Shea's.
Partying it up.
And this is where I'm putting this on everyone that has a credential.
Mark Blankenbaker.
And some of you fans, if he got in the arena, I was told he was third row.
Third? And no one saw him?
I was told. And it's an empty arena. There's Kenny Klein. There's a towel boy.
Yeah.
There's another towel boy. There's Robbie Valentine. There's Josh Hurd. And there's Mark Blankenbaker. That's it.
That's it. That's all there. Ken Taylor.
That's all that's there.
Kendrick Haskins, baby.
Okay. And no one got a picture of him.
Nobody.
That's the only thing. Jack, I'm being serious. Jack, if you did that, if Jeff Brohm was at the Kentucky game, what would be a Kentucky equivalent? I don't know. With the Kentucky hat on, sitting third row, and you were there, and you didn't get a picture, we'd fire your ass to Mars.
If Patino was there,
you knew about it, someone could have got. I text Coop last night.
He was there?
Coop got. He was there. I'm like, go over there.
Yeah.
Brohm is supposed to be there.
See.
He was drinking at Troll Pub, which I understand.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Yeah,
I understand. But I'm like, dude, you want – I mean, everyone would have retweeted you. Every Louisville gas bag,
yep.
Every KSR gas bag, you would have got the bump from every blogger boy
yep.
from here to bleeping Kansas City.
Yes.
And everybody failed. Where's Sullivan at?
Where is he?
Everybody at?
Well, Mark Plankenbaker was there.
I can't physically be in the same building with Jeff Rom with the Louisville hat on watching a Louisville game.
I'm with him.
Yeah.
I agree with Robin.
Yeah.
Robin would have gone down. It was there. Like. Just got to rip my shirt off.
I hate this. I hate it.
Could you imagine if Kenny Payne was at a game with his little hat on?
I know. Just chilling.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just have this image of you doing that and then be like, sir, here's your pretzel.
Yeah.
Can you please get out of line? Like,
No. Steve would listen.
I mean, listen, I'm with him. It's stunning.
Who's burying the story?
It's stunning. Who's burying the story?
Who's hiding it?
Well, no one's hiding it. I don't know anything about this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Who made the rounds? Like, hey, Jeff Brom's here. Keep it down.
Now he could have wore red and or black.
Right,
would have been a neutral color.
Sure,
you can wear it for U of L, you can wear it for Purdue. It's neutral. You
right.
fit in with the crowd. Yada yada.
Yeah.
So I don't.
The U of L hat.
I don't know about that.
This photo. I haven't seen the photo yet.
Well, I'll send it to you, but it's very grainy, and it looks. I mean, look. It might. Okay, let me show it. Let me show it to old.
How dare he on the night before Matt Painter goes to IU, go to the U of L game.
Maybe he's going to that on his way back.
Man, I can't tell.
He was at
Christian Academy yesterday talking to the team.
Oh, man.
That's actually been confirmed on Twitter.
With Chris Redman. Why do you guys hate happiness? I don't know.
I'm a prominent here.
Yeah.
Why do you need to join one of us? One of us.
There we go.
I mean, that's circumstantial evidence, but
the Cal football team did tweet out that Brom spoke to the team.
Okay, so he's in town.
He was absolutely in town.
He's in town. No one did anything. How do you not do something? How do you not go, like, was Perrin there too? So Perrin was there?
Perrin was not there.
No, Perrin, because he's absolved.
But there were people that were
Cooper
there.
Cooper was there. Blankenbaker was there.
This is the
news
tweet.
People were there.
This is the tweet of the century. All right, Diener's texting me.
Okay.
He goes, you can attribute it to me. He was wearing a St. Louis Cardinals hat.
Oh, he's wearing a
Brom.
Oh, that's
Brom.
Sad.
Don't care. What you don't care
about? Because it would have been funny.
Name one St. Louis Cardinal right now. One.
Okay, hold on. Yadier Molina.
He's the one I knew.
I couldn't think of the guy that Mitch is in love with.
Yes,
I forgot his name.
Overrated player in the
Bader,
history
right?
of the sport.
Yes, Harrison Bader.
Okay, Bader.
I
yes.
mean, a guy, Harrison Bader, looks like Morgan Wallen. I mean, Mitch has a type of guy.
He does have a type.
He has a type.
Yeah, he has a type.
He 100% has a type.
And Bader is his type.
Bader and Morgan Wallen. Ask intern Avery, does she like Morgan Wallen? Is that a yes? Morgan, can she hear me? I don't know if my mics work or not, you know.
Now she can hear you.
Do you like Morgan Wallen? She looks like she doesn't know who Morgan Wallen is. Okay. So, you know, she's like you, Jack.
Wow. She is like you. That's amazing.
You guys are close.
Wow. She's the female Jack. That's great.
Do you know who the Wallflowers are?
The Wall. Jacob Dylan, ring any bells?
That almost led to divorce with me and my wife. I'm like, I'll go.
The Wallflowers?
It was the free concerts they do on the Great Lawn.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Waterfront Wednesdays or whatever.
It was one of those.
Yeah?
That was around the fair time.
Okay.
So it was part of the fair. And the Wallflowers were playing fairs because they stink. Because
they're the Wallflowers.
They are a one-hit wonder. And
headline.
And I hate everything about them.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And they played, and all they had were the 16-ounce... God, was it Mike's Hard Lemonade? It was some fruity.
Like Truly or something?
No. It wasn't even Truly Time. This is before those were even out.
Oh really?
So it was like years ago.
Or like those, hard teas or something like that?
It was something like that. Ugh. So I had all that sugar. So I had to drink like 10 of those.
Yeah, I bet your stomach hurt after that too, all that sugar.
And they're only $12 a piece. So
yeah.
I ended up paying, $100 essentially.
To go see the Wallflowers.
Well, I had to do something. What was I going to do?
I know. I understand.
What was I going to do?
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm married too.
What am I
It happens,
do.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh
you get
my
roped
goodness.
Into something.
Well, this is now legendary. Texter says Bozich was there. He didn't get it either. I text Bozich.
Oh, you
I go,
did?
I go, Bozich, go.
Get him.
That's what I text him. I go, go.
And he,
go,
nothing.
Bozich, go.
Crickets.
Go, Coffee, go. Like, any, they're all there.
They're all there.
What's
they're
Tim just, Sullivan
they're
doing?
They're ignoring it.
Yeah, get out of the buffet line. Get out of the buffet line and give me a GD picture of Jeff Brom.
We have to protect Satterfield.
Can you
imagine? We can't. We got to protect Sat.
If, can you imagine if that caught on during a game?
It would be huge.
Can you imagine if they put the camera on
oh,
him
the
during
the game? Boy.
What
yes.
an accident. What yes. if they didn't know and the guy who's running it, like, oh, there's a nice UofL family having a good
yeah,
time.
Yeah, elderly gentleman.
And it's bleeping Jeff Brom.
Jeff and Oscar Brom sitting there just taking in a game. I mean, I think listen, there's some cover up here.
If Rummage was there, I hope he didn't wear sweats.
Oh, ooh.
He can't be in the same arena with that man.
No, he can't. He'd attack him.
You understand that?
With a love attack. Not like a I'm mad at you
like,
attack,
who,
a love
like,
attack.
Who's a celebrity crush that you had?
Oh, back in the day, I mean, I was a big Carmen Electra man.
You're so sick.
And Jewel.
The Jewel thing kills me. That's so, it's so opposite.
Yeah,
you Carmen
very,
Electra.
Yeah.
It's so. Yeah, just imagine if you were like in a, like you met him unknowingly.
Yeah, just
right?
I would, like
you'd
I
be
was
vetoing your ass all over
oh,
the place.
I would have been stumbling.
I just
bumbling and stumbling.
Can you imagine? I mean, Brom had to know.
What do you? Yes,
he had to have a mask on, right?
There's a reason he kept it.
I mean,
his identity.
If he was there, he had to have a mask on. And once he gets there, he sits down and he can't be wandering around talking to people.
No,
can
he can't be going getting beers.
He's got to be undercover.
Yeah, Oscar, please, you know, don't be too prevalent out there. Then did Oscar have a mask on too, or is it just Jeff? Because if it was just Jeff, that does mean he was definitely hiding and covering his, you know, trying to be anonymous in that arena. That's a haymaker, man, an absolute haymaker. I do think there's a part of it.
I feel
like,
bad for Rummage.
Oh, I feel bad for Rummage too. That's his guy.
And here's the thing: this time it's not his fault.
No,
last
it's
time
not.
It was.
I mean, he was.
But this time it's not his fault. It's their fault.
He was right under his nose.
He's right there.
Under his nose. He was there.
It makes me physically ill.
That disappointment.
Do you
in
understand
his voice.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like a physically ill type thing.
Like
what do you?
Just a pit of your stomach.
Yeah.
Just your stomach drops, as they say.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Rummage. He was in your city, Rummage, and he was in one of your arenas, and nobody did anything for you. No one helped you, Steve. No one helped you, Steve. Maybe it would have helped you.
I'm stunned. I am still stunned.
Yeah. No one did anything. Why? Well, they're like, well, don't bother. He's just here watching the game. Leave Jeff alone.
No, but that's fine. Many people do that, but not the hundreds that were there. Well, all it takes is one guy.
It does. And why didn't anyone step up? Because if there's rumors, if you're getting texts,
I'm stunned.
People knew he was there.
I have no idea. Where are the Blitz next? We can talk
okay.
to Ty about it. I have absolutely no idea. It's verified.
Man, that's... I have heart palpitations. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
What a corny thing to say. What does a corny sports radio... I have a heart palpitation.
It's beating.
My heart's beating. Let's take a break. 437-9680, The Blitz. We'll do that next on this Thursday on ESPN Louisville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.